scripture reading, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 through 5, 12 through 13, and 18. After the king was settled in his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am, living in a house of cedar, while the ark of God remains in a tent." Nathan replied to the king, "Whatever you have in mind, go ahead and do it, for the Lord is with you." But that night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says. Are you the one to build me a house to dwell in? When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." Then King David went in and sat before the Lord. Devotional. Many of us have expectations of God that are not met. King David did as well. Everything had been going right for David. He had consolidated his power. The country was united, and Jerusalem was established as the capital. David was riding a wave of popularity and writing beautiful psalms. He wanted to do something great for God and build him a magnificent temple. The plan looked promising. God, however, said no. David's response, his willingness to immediately set aside his plans and sit in God's presence, offers a model for us when our expectations of God are dashed. Author and pastor Eugene Peterson writes, "David sat." This may be the most single, most critical act that David ever did. The action that put him out of action. More critical than killing Goliath. David sat. An incredible feat when we begin to understand the conditions under which he did it. So full of desire for God he was, so bursting with plans for God. Stopping David in that condition was like reining in a team of runaway horses. But Nathan stopped him. More accurately, David let himself be stopped by God. In the same way, something breaks deep within us when we allow ourselves to be stopped by God. It might be our desire to be in control, to manipulate people and circumstances in our favor, or to exert our self-will. Like David, when we allow ourselves to be stopped by God, we slowly learn that we can let go of those things and trust Him. Question to consider. Identify one situation in your life in which God appears to be saying no or is failing to meet your expectations. How does your response compare to David's? Prayer. The Welcoming Prayer. Mary Mrozowski. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I welcome everything that comes to me in this moment, because I know it is for my healing. I welcome all thoughts, feelings, emotions, persons, situations, and conditions. I let go of my desire for security. I let go of my desire for approval. I let go of my desire for control. I let go of my desire to change any situation, condition, person, or myself. I open to the love and presence of God and the healing action and grace within. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.